Alex Bauman in studio with me. We're talking vacation. Something that you and I have not had.
I'll have it first of next month.
Okay. Good deal. I did take a little weekend this last weekend, but hey, let's talk about the man that's on vacation right now. He's one half of the Bagpipe Brothers. He's blowing.
Well, he's blowing in California.
Yeah. Michael Giddens off on, hey, and very well deserved vacation too. He better get all the rest he can, eat all he can, stored up like a bear. I'm just going to start calling him the bear. Hibernation, eating and sleeping, because that's what he needs, because they got a child coming up in September. All right. How many over, give me an over or under number. Give me a number, and we'll have our audience say whether over or under on how many Dodger dogs he ate at the Dodger game.
Five.
I'm going to say four, but you're saying the over or under, so I'm going right under.
We'll say four and a half, because usually it's a half, so four and a half.
He gives Celia a half. Okay, he ate four and gave Celia, he ate four and a half and gave Celia a half. All right, so Dodger dogs. But here's the main question. How many times did he Google on the plane out there where buffets were?
I can guarantee you I Googled two things that Giddens Googled before he left or while he's there. One of them is the top places to eat in California. And then probably the biggest thing he looked up was buffets near where he's staying in California.
Yeah. All right. Now, one of them, you told me, is a seafood buffet with crab legs.
It's called Cafe Sierra Seafood Buffet.
Okay. What time do they open?
That's just a. They open at 5 p.m.
What time do they close?
Let's see. That doesn't have that. They are 5 to 10 p.m.
That's not enough time. 5 hours is not enough time for Giddens. He will be there eating for the entire 5 hours. I'm telling you. You don't believe me. That man's been asked to leave a place where they serve crab legs before. He was asked to leave.
There's also the King Buffet.
Oh, my. We're going to have to start calling him the King. Well, what all's this place got?
I don't know. They got a whole... It looks like it's pretty small, but they got a whole lot of stuff.
If it's small, you'll shut them down.
Looks like they got some sushi, sashimi.
Oh, that's right up his alley. Yeah. Do they have monkey gland sauce?
They could. I don't know. It is California.
He better not bring any back. I can tell you that. all right. So here's my last question for Giddens. All right, and I'm going to ask you this. When saving up for this wonderful trip that he and Celia have gone to, and by the way, they were going out to meet some of their friends that they have out there in California, and they were going to do several things. I know they were going to go to a zoo, and one of them giraffes probably looked good to him, but I want to know. Breakdown here, Bauman. We've got four things, okay? We've got travel. We've got as far as air flights out there.
Yeah.
We've got hotel stays. We've got, what do you call them when you go to a ball game, zoos, whatever?
Uber?
No, I'm talking about as far as the actual thing. We call it an attraction. Okay. Yeah. So you got travel, a hotel, attraction, and food. Which one of those four cost Michael Giddens the most for this trip? Break it down percentage-wise here.
Well, travel is going to cost a lot if he's flying to California from Alabama. So I would say that's number one, probably around 50% of it.
Ooh, okay.
I would say about 20% is the hotel.
Okay.
20% is food, or I say 25% is food, and then 5% is the attractions.
Okay. I'm going this way. I'm going 20% travel. I'm going 20% stay, hotels.
Yeah.
I'm going 10% attractions, and I'm going 50% food.
50% food?
Absolutely. You don't know him.
I mean, if he's going to a buffet, though, he's getting bang for his buck, though.
Oh, no. No, no, no. They're going to ask him to leave. And then he's going to have to go somewhere else and eat again.
Imagine the hotel place where he's staying, the bar they have or whatever, the food section. The snacks you can get at a hotel.
Yeah. I'm not imagining that. I'm imagining the bathroom.
Oh, that poor maid.
That poor maid. She's got it god awful. All right, so We got to ask, when he gets back, the best place he ate and how much it cost.
We'll be here all day. He'll be deciding between the 10 places he ate.
All right. We'll do that. When we come back next week, he'll be back. McCurley in the morning.